When the trailers for the movie Tropic Thunder hit theaters and the internet some months ago, it was obvious that there was going to be trouble. Robert Downey Jr., a white actor, appears in the film in blackface, playing a black man. Surprisingly, offensive on the face of it, his performance deftly skirts the line between offense and satire by creating a real character, however blinkered he may be. Instead, controversy has arrived on schedule from an unexpected quarter, advocates for those with developmental disabilities. They're upset for two reasons. First, one of the characters in Tropic Thunder is a dim-witted, talentless, narcissistic hack actor, played by Ben Stiller, who also directed the film. The character's action movie credibility is fading, so in his last outing, he attempted to rehabilitate his image by playing a man with an intellectual disability called Simple Jack. We see clips from the fake film that are as disturbing as any anti-Semitic film commissioned by the Nazis. Simple Jack prances around like Simple Simon, bowl-cut hair, stutter, mule-like, buck teeth, the whole works. Tropic Thunder's second offense is the use of the word retard, which I gather happens 17 times in a single scene. Downey Jr.'s character is explaining to Stiller's character why Simple Jack failed at the box office. "You never go the full retard," he says. "Forrest Gump? He met Nixon, played ping pong. Rain Man? Autistic, not really retarded. You never go the full retard." Well, I'm sorry to have to put the word out there, but I want you to know exactly what we're talking about here. Words don't have power in and of themselves until they are strung together to make meaning. Context is everything. The comedian George Carlin made this beautifully clear in his routine, The Seven Words You Can't Say on Television. Nobody ever said it better than Carlin. I refer you to him. So is the offending word as used in the film hate speech? In my opinion, no. What's being ridiculed is the vanity of the specific character, a dumb schlub who thinks the quickest way to an Oscar is to play a character with a disability. Anyway, why do we shower our highest awards on Ernest Borgnine in Marty, through Daniel Day-Lewis in My Left Foot and Robert De Niro in Awakenings on down? Why does the simplicity of Forrest Gump make him a saint? Don't you think this is all fair grist for satire? Yes, it's a fine line being walked here, and I wish I could say Tropic Thunder walks it with intelligence and finesse. Nope. The film uses the same carpet-bombing technique of Matt Parker and Trey Stone's South Park. If you offend absolutely everyone, there'll be nobody left standing to point a finger. I think another of the film's caricatures, Tom Cruise's heavily made-up, hook-nosed, hairy-forearmed, money-grubbing Jewish producer, is at least as potentially offensive as Simple Jack. So is the portrayal of a nameless Southeast Asian threat. We don't even know or care what country we're in or what language is spoken there. Tropic Thunder is an R-rated film, ostensibly out of reach for kids, and context lessens the nastiness of the fake film within a film. But in the age of YouTube, context is the first thing to go, and you can be sure that Simple Jack is going to have a long life stripped of context. The developmentally disabled don't have an army and a navy behind them. It's often the parents who struggle every day for tolerance, understanding, and inclusion. The kids are back in school this week, and it would be a shame if some of them latched onto that clip and decided it was okay to use it against each other. Of course, that's the high price of free speech, and it's still preferable to the censorious mob with its pitchforks and torches having its way. But it is certainly too bad that Stiller and company abused their right to free speech with such a cavalier lack of judgment. Oh, and by the way, their movie's not very funny. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.